In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
I'm from New York, and I'm Puerto Rican and African American. That it's an amazing religion, and it's something that it changes your entire life. It's nothing like just going to church just for a wedding or baptisms. It's nothing like that. We tend to, or I have had, tend to at the time, just to go to church for those special occasions. Or I hear people go to church for Christmas and then never do it again and still live the old life. It's something that, it's amazing when you convert. And to actually practice what is recommended by one of us as humans to do, it's amazing. And I wish that one day, inshallah, my families do decide to convert. Actually, my first experience wasn't when I was Muslim. I had practiced fasting one day before, or some time before Ramadan, and I woke up remembering that I needed to fast that day. But this wasn't Ramadan. And I did it anyway. I fasted and I worked that whole day, and everything that anyone told me, I thought of food. So I met the challenge. And then I decided, okay, so let me do the whole month of Ramadan. Of fasting only, non-religion, because I wasn't Muslim at the time. And I made it. I felt such an intense accomplishment to myself. I felt peace. I felt this type of love that was just not given to me from my family members. When I decided that I was going to convert, it was about 3 weeks after Ramadan. So I had then fasted the second time, halfway in. Then I converted September 13, 2009. And it felt like an ordinary day, but the next day felt amazing. Before having to have fast, I was going through a couple of tribulations, some fighting, arguments, everything. And I burned many bridges. And when I had converted that next day, this intense peace that just covered my heart, it was just amazing. And I knew things were going to turn over to the better. So then I continued fasting, and it was amazing ever since. During Ramadan, I visit the sisters. I want to be with them. Right after work, I go prepare myself, and then I go to the center in Brooklyn. I refuse to do anything other than just be with them for that time of the year. I've seen all other religions, and I don't get that feeling. I'm with my family, and I still don't get it. But with them, I've learned to hug. I've learned to tell people I love you.